Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
3, 2, 1.
Good Saturday morning and welcome to the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. It is week 18 of the NFL season that actually kicks off today, and that is why I'm here going over all the scenarios this morning. This is a big week that will determine some of the final seeding. We have two games today starting this afternoon, one this evening, and then a full slate on Sunday. A lot of playoff relevant games out there, but let's dive in and look at my games in each time slot. I'm going to start actually with Saturday games. The early one, the Steelers against the Ravens. Ravens sitting a lot of people. Could be interesting. This one, very interesting. The Colts and the Texans are going to be doing battle in the evening game. This one is pretty simple. Win and you're in. Both teams 9-7. Both have a chance at the AFC South title, but whoever wins this game is in the playoffs regardless. Should be a heck of a game, a big one that'll be on ESPN and ABC. Turning to Sunday games, the early window game, it's the Atlanta Falcons at the New Orleans Saints. This one has a lot of playoff implications. Either of these teams could, and I emphasize could, be the winner of the NFC South. Neither of them can do it without help. Primary help for New Orleans would be Tampa Bay either having a loss or a tie in Carolina. Falcons would need to win this game and have the Buccaneers lose to get in. This also could be a game that determines the fate of some of these coaches. Arthur Smith for the Falcons has been on the hot seat. If the Falcons make the playoffs, does that shift? If they lose embarrassingly here, does that lock things up? Still some questions too about Dennis Allen and Derek Carr in New Orleans. New Orleans actually has a path to make the playoffs if they win, even if they don't get the division, but they could also win and be out of the playoffs despite having a 9-8 season. A lot of things going on here, but this is the intriguing game. Afternoon games, I know you're going to laugh. I went with 49ers and Rams, even though we're seeing Carson Wentz, Sam Darnold, and a whole bunch of reserves. And it's because I'm curious about this battle between these backup quarterbacks who are both at one point high draft picks. Most of the afternoon window games are either teams that are completely out of it or teams that are heavily favored to win against weaker opponents like Dallas against the Commanders, the Eagles against the Giants. Not to say those games don't have playoff relevance, but might not be as competitive. This was kind of a toss-up for me about games in the afternoon window, but I'm curious to see what Carson Wentz can do making his Rams debut. And, you know, Sam Darnold has looked good when we've seen him with the 49ers. Should be fun. Tons of playoff relevance for the Sunday night football game, and that is the Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins. It's pretty simple. The winner of this game wins the AFC East and is the number two seed in the AFC. The loser, though, could be in the playoffs, could be a low seed in the playoffs, or could be out of the playoffs, depending on which team it is. Miami will either be the two seed with a win or the six seed with a loss. The Bills will either be the two seed with a win, or they could be the sixth seed, or they could be the seventh seed, or they could be out of the playoffs entirely with a loss. We will actually know what the stakes for Buffalo is by the time the game kicks off on Sunday night. But this should be a heck of a battle. I'm curious to see if Buffalo can get Stephon Diggs back going. Miami has slid a little bit at the end of the season. They're also completely beat up. Xavien Howard is out of this one. Both Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb have been lost for the season. Jalen Waddle, Raheem Mostert are questionable, both of them coming with some lower body injuries. A lot to unpack here. Now, be curious to see how this one goes. It's a heck of a way to end the NFL's regular season. Well, as you guessed it, with a lot of teams sitting players and a lot of unknowns about how the game flow is going to go, and most fantasy seasons being wrapped up, I'm not doing sit starts this week. But I did want to, before I go, give you where I'm at right now with NFL, with my picks for some of the big awards for the year. Not thinking a lot of this is going to change during week 18, so let's dive in. My pick right now for NFL MVP would be Lamar Jackson. He is not going to play in week 18, nor is Christian McCaffrey, who I think has made a strong case. Lamar, they're 13-3. They're the number one seed in the AFC. They demolished San Francisco in San Francisco. They also blew out Miami last week. They've beaten all comers. They've answered all questions. Lamar has been a great leader for them this season. I think you'd be hard-pressed to go another way. For Rookie of the Year, I think it's C.J. Stroud. You can make a great case for Puka Nacua. I have loved what he's done for the Rams, but I'm still leaning towards Stroud. I think the turnaround for the Texans, a franchise that's kind of been down in the dumps the last couple of years, has been incredible. I think if the Texans win on tonight, on Saturday night, as I am expecting them to, that will really lock it up for him. Coach of the Year, you know, D'Amico Ryans makes a strong case, but I'm going to go with Kevin Stefanski because, honestly, they lost Nick Chubb. They haven't gotten a lot out of Deshaun Watson before he was also lost for the year. So I think Kevin Stefanski has really done an incredible job. Great defense. They are locked into the fifth seed. They've already won 11 games. They actually get to sit some starters this week. But what the Browns have done is pretty impressive. And I think they are going to be one of the dangerous playoff teams. They've really found a nice groove and made an adjustment. And the last one I'll talk about is fantasy MVP is always an interesting thing. I went back and forth with a few different people. My pick for fantasy MVP this year is Kyren Williams.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And it's because he kind of came out of nowhere and has just been incredible. Going into this week, I believe he's sitting at running back 5, and that's despite missing 4 games due to injury. He has been an incredible lock guy that you either found on the waiver wire or, like me, I had stashed him on a couple practice squads last year and was able to pull him up. He looks great. I've been really impressed with what he's done and with what the Rams have done. It was a real close call because Puka Nacua, I also think, in addition to being in competition for Rookie of the Year, you could have made a case for fantasy MVP as well, just because of where you were able to get him in drafts. So that does it for that portion of the program. Right now, I am going to give you my picks against the spread. I am 130 and 126 heading into the week. I was 9-7 again last week, so I'm really hoping to finish strong and end above 500. So here are my picks. The first game on Saturday, I mentioned Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Baltimore's sitting a lot of starters, but I still think they're a good team. These are always kind of tough battles. I think Pittsburgh gets the outright win, but I'm taking Baltimore +3.5. I think this is more of a 3-point game. As I mentioned earlier, I think the Texans are going to get the outright victory, so I'm taking them +1.5 against the Colts tonight, and those are the Saturday games. Switching now to Sunday games, Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals. Browns are sitting quite a few folks. This Bengals team just hasn't really looked capable of blowouts this year, and it's a 5.5-point spread. So I actually think the Browns will still win anyway, but even if the Bengals get a win, I think it will be close. So I'm taking the Browns +5.5. Next up, we have Minnesota Vikings, who are kind of fading, at the Detroit Lions, who are likely to be angry. Not a lot has come out that Detroit is sitting all its stars. We know Jameson Williams is out due to some injury. I'm taking the Lions at home -3.5. I think they're still going to roll. I think they want to get end the season on a high note. Jacksonville at Tennessee. It's really important for Jacksonville. They need to get the win in order to secure the AFC South and a playoff spot. It's a bigger spread than I would like, especially since we don't really know even today whether Trevor Lawrence is going to play or it's Beathard. But they looked pretty good last week with CJ Beathard finding a good running game with Travis Etienne. Titans haven't looked great. We know we're going to get a dose of Ryan Tannehill here. I'm taking the Jaguars to win outright and -4.5. An interesting game, New York Jets at the New England Patriots. Could be the last game for Bill Belichick. I'm taking the Patriots at home -2.5. I think they want to win to get out of there strong. Atlanta Falcons at the New Orleans Saints. I mentioned this under my games of the week. This has got big stakes kind of for both teams. I am taking the Saints at home and -3.5. Buccaneers at the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers have just not been good this season. I think the Buccaneers want to make a statement and get into the playoffs. I am taking them -5.5. Big game kind of in this afternoon window here. Chicago Bears at the Green Bay Packers. The Packers, like, once again, have a home game where it's win and you're in the playoffs. That's all they need to do. Facing a division opponent. I like the way the Bears are playing right now. I'm taking Chicago for the outright win, and I'm taking them +3.5. Next up, we have the Denver Broncos at the Las Vegas Raiders. Broncos have not beaten the Raiders since they moved to Las Vegas. A curious stat that came out this week. They've lost 7 straight to the Raiders, which just seems a little bit weird. They have a chance to finish 9-8, but you know what? The Raiders are making one last statement. Aiden O'Connell's playing for a future position. You have Antonio Pierce trying to play and show that he deserves the permanent job. I'm taking the Raiders at home -2.5. Philadelphia Eagles at the New York Giants. The Eagles need a win, and I think they're going to get the straight-up victory, but their last game with the Giants was close. The defense is just not clicking. I'm taking the Giants plus 5.5 against the spread. Seattle at the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals have been hot. The Seahawks have not. I think the Cardinals get the outright win, so I'm taking them plus 3.5. Kansas City Chiefs at the Los Angeles Chargers. Chiefs, again, are going to sit a lot of their big starters. They're locked into the 3 seed in the AFC. Already 10-6, have won the AFC West. The Chargers flailing a little bit. Even with backups, I'm taking the Chiefs to get the outright win, so I'm taking them plus 1.5. I mentioned how much I like this battle of backups for the Rams and the 49ers, but I like the 49ers overall backups a little bit better. I'm taking them minus 3.5. For the Cowboys at the Commanders, it is a huge point spread, 13.5. But you know what? I think the Cowboys with the chance to win this game and win the division and be the number 2 seed will get a big victory. I also just think the Commanders are completely fading away. I'm taking Dallas minus 13.5. Night game. This is a tough one. I think Buffalo gets the outright win. It's a very scant point spread, but my prediction was 31-30, so I'm taking the Dolphins plus 2.5, but I think the Bills get the outright victory and win the division. So that is a little bit of my picks against the spread. We will see how that goes. Before I get out of here, I thought I would end with a little bit of Movie Corner. We got our first wide release of 2024 in the horror film Night Swim from the producers of Megan and the Nun, and it is not good. I'd go so far to say it was a little bit on the horrible side. I will talk about that more with Eric tomorrow night on This Week at the Movies. We're also looking at a movie that we both really liked that got limited release in 2023 and is opening a little bit wider this weekend, and that is American Fiction. You can join us at 7 p.m. Eastern for This Week at the Movies. Otherwise, hope you guys have a great week and a fun week 18, and we'll see who makes it into the playoffs. I'll be back next Saturday with a preview of Super Wild Card Weekend. Until then, you guys have a great week.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.